4.23. 1.
Touching or stroking their neck is a very typical sign that a person is nervous and is trying to calm themselves down. A woman may also play with a necklace, and a man may tighten his tie.
2.
When somebody's standing and they point one of their toes upward, this is a clear sign that the person is in a good mood, often because they are thinking about, or have just heard, something positive. If you see someone standing talking on the phone and they suddenly point one foot up, you can be sure that they have just been told some good news.
3.
Crossing their legs, whether they're sitting or standing, is a sign that a person feels relaxed and comfortable. If the person is sitting with their legs crossed and their feet toward another person, that shows that they are interested in this person. However, if someone they don't like appears, you may find that they quickly uncross their legs.
4.
This position, standing with your hands on your hips and your elbows pointing out, is a pose used to show dominance. If you watch police officers or soldiers, you'll notice that they often use this pose. Men tend to use it more than women, and it's something we teach women executives to do in meetings where there are a lot of men present, to show that they are confident and won't be bullied.
5.
We all know that thumbs up is a positive sign, meaning we feel good or approve of something. But what about when somebody puts their thumbs downward in their pockets? As you might guess, this usually means that their confidence is low and that they are feeling unsure of themselves. So try not to do this if you are in a situation where you need to look confident and in control.
6.
Putting their head to one side is a powerful sign that a person feels friendly and interested in someone or something. It's an automatic, genuine gesture, unlike a smile, which might be artificial, and so it's a good sign of real interest. It's also very difficult to do naturally around people you don't like.
7.
If you look at people in a stressful situation, for example, witnesses who are answering questions in courts, you'll often see that it looks as if their lips have disappeared inward. In fact, this is one of the most universal signs of stress, as if a person wanted to disappear completely.